This is Two Talk. Welcome to the programme. This week we get local reaction to Jeremy Paxman's comments that Tony Blair shouldn't have apologised for Britain's role in the Irish potato famine. David spoke to author of political blog A Tangled Web.
Okay, joining us now is David Vance. David, you're well known for your criticism of the BBC, so will you be joining in the criticism of Jeremy Paxman?
Well, I find myself in a unique position of actually defending the BBC, and Mr. Paxman in particular. You know, I think, wasn't it Elton John who had the hit with sorry seems to be the hardest word? And it seems nowadays that sorry seems to be the easiest word as regards this particular issue. Of course Paxman is right in what he said. Of course it is absolutely morally vacuous to apologise on behalf of generations who have preceded you and done things which you may not have agreed with. So, yes, Jeremy Paxman, I don't understand. This is an entire non-issue as far as I'm concerned. He said something quite sensible, and therefore I'm quite happy to defend the BBC.
Wasn't it important, though, that the British made a statement to the Irish when you consider the generations of bitterness between the two nations, that maybe it was a symbolic act that needed to happen?
I think, you know, that's an interesting point. There's no doubt about it that, you know, the Irish famine is obviously was one of those, you know, horrible things that happened in history, which has caused, I know, a lot of enmity over the generations. But, you know, my own honest view is I think that, yeah, there probably was a time to apologise, but I think that time, you know, was, you know, at the time that it happened, not 100 years later. I believe that the reason that Blair did it was it was all part of the sequencing around the Belfast Agreement, you know. So it was done for contemporary political purposes. And I think that Jeremy Paxman was making the point that on the morality of it, it was a vacuous apology. Blair's government did not in any way have anything to do with the Irish famine. So why apologise?
Do you think that Tony Blair had, it was just a PR stunt? You don't think Tony Blair maybe did feel that personally he should apologise?
Yeah, this was the Tony Blair who told us that he felt the, not that he was one for soundbites, but that he felt the hand of history on his shoulder. I think you've answered your own question. Of course it was, as is the way with many politicians, things are done entirely for front purposes. And that is therefore, I think, where Jeremy Paxman actually cuts to the heart of this. You know, it was perhaps politically expedient, let's say, but I would also suggest it was morally vacuous, because there was literally nothing for Tony Blair to apologise for. There was certainly, arguably, something for, you know, the government at the time of the famine to apologise for, but that's a different situation. You know, time's passed and things move on. And, you know, I also think it's part of what goes on in modern politics, where we've seen it in Australia, we've seen it in the US, we have contemporary politicians choosing to wrap themselves in apologies for events that, you know, maybe happened 100, even 200 years previous. And I just think it's, you know, it's silly. And therefore, Jeremy Paxman has done us all a favour by pointing out the inherent stupidity of the apology.
Would you like to see more of this kind of intervention or comment from BBC presenters?
Well, I think when someone has got a good point to make, they should make it. And that means BBC people or indeed in any other media. I think what perhaps worries me a wee bit is, you know, Mr. Paxman has attracted a lot of criticism and opprobrium on the back of his comment. And I wonder, perhaps what I worry about more is the fact that he's been criticised so much for it. Would that make other, you know, presenters, maybe would that perhaps tend to make them be a little bit more wary before making such comments in the future? And that's not a good thing. You know, I think it's perfectly reasonable for the BBC and any other organisation to challenge what politicians do and say. I mean, therein lies the heart of a healthy democracy. If we're not allowed to dissent, then what are we?
Is it the role of the BBC to become those dissenting voices?
Good question. I think the BBC has an important role to play. After all, it is the state broadcaster, be it good or be it bad. And as part of that role, it is reasonable to ask a number of questions. I mean, surely anything in a healthy democracy, you can raise issues and raise points. I'm not sure in which capacity Mr. Paxman was speaking as regards this particular remark.
It wasn't an interview to a newspaper rather than actually on Newsnight.
Okay, yeah. So you know, in that regard, I suppose that then raises the questions, can BBC personalities comment outside of the BBC? My answer would be, in a functioning society, of course they can. They're no different to me or you or anyone else. They're entitled to express their opinion. I guess Jeremy Paxman carries the mantle of the BBC, so that's a matter for him, for his judgment. But in this instance, I honestly felt the comments were relatively innocuous. They've been pounced on, and I know that other people hold different views. But as I say, in this instance, I both support his right to say what he said, and I support the content of what he said. And, good luck to him. I hope he says other equally penetrating and insightful comments.
And finally, as a unionist living in Northern Ireland, do you think it was important that your Prime Minister apologised for what happened in the past?
Absolutely not. I thought, as I say, I think the fact that a British Prime Minister at the back end of the 20th century apologises for something from a previous century, particularly ludicrous. I mean, don't get me wrong, I seek to have good relationships with my neighbours in the Republic of Ireland. I'm very aware of the fact that the Irish famine affected not just, you know, it affected everyone on this island, actually. Unionists would do well to remember that many of their previous generations suffered horrendously as a consequence of it as well. So, look, it's a piece of, you know, shared history, if you like, shared pain, and that's absolutely fine, and I respect that. I don't respect an on-the-make political opportunist in the form of Blair at the time using it for short-termism political advantage. So that's basically where I stand on it.
Okay, David Vance, thanks very much.
Joining me now is Sinn Féin MLA Phil Flanagan. What are your thoughts on the issue?
Well, I think it's important to recognise that the Irish famine was one of the most prominent and tragic periods of Irish history, where 1 million people lost their lives and 1 million people were forced to emigrate. Any kind of a cursory glance back at the history books will clearly show that the British government clearly could have done more to help those that were most in need and to alleviate the problem. Now, Jeremy Paxman is well noted for saying controversial things, and he's actually misquoted Tony Blair here. Tony Blair, far from issuing an apology, acknowledged that more could have been done. So this wasn't even an apology. But we must also note that the famines happening across the world is actually part of Britain's long colonial history that went with the reach of the British Empire far across the world, and famines happened in about 15 nations where the British were in control, including in Ireland and India at the time.
Do you not think it's possible, though, that his comments might have been slightly taken out of context, and the point that he was trying to make was that he can't speak on behalf of something that's happened years and years ago and on a decision that he didn't personally make himself?
Well, of course that argument can be made, but at the end of the day, when Tony Blair made this statement, he was the Prime Minister of Britain speaking on behalf of the people of Britain. He was elected to lead that country. So he was as well placed as anybody else to make an apology if an apology was deemed to be necessary by that person. So,
Do you think he genuinely meant the apology, or do you think it was just a publicity stunt?
Well, it wasn't really an apology. He said that the people, those who governed in London at the time failed their people. He didn't apologise for that. So whether he was the best person to issue an apology or not is a separate thing, because he didn't issue an apology. I do think that an apology is needed on behalf of the British government, on behalf of the British people, for what happened here.
Do you not think it's close enough to an apology, though?
Pardon?
Do you not think it's close enough to an apology?
It doesn't go anywhere near an apology. It talks about how the government failed the people. It doesn't mention any kind of sorrow, and it doesn't acknowledge that they have learned from it in any way. It's not an apology, but like Jeremy Paxman, I wasn't about in the middle of the 19th century, but I know the impact that it's had on the island of Ireland. The population at the time was far greater than it is now. And the famine that happened has left a lasting legacy on this island.
And do you think that people still do feel as strongly today about the Irish potato famine? Do you think it's still a hot topic?
It's not the hot topic, but it is a very important part of the history of this island and what happened. And it's an indication of how much regard the government of Britain had for the people on this island long before partition started or the War of Independence or any of the things in our more recent history. It is still an important issue, and it's something that young people are still taught about.
Do you still think it's relevant?
Of course it's relevant, because it shows you where we've come from and what our historical relationship with Britain has been. But it also shows you how, if you go back such a short period of time, the people of Ireland were completely reliant on one form of crops. On an island like Ireland, which is quite small, it has a sea around it, full of rivers and streams, the fact that people weren't even allowed to fish to get food was disgraceful, and it shows us how we have to be more to focus more on our own sustainable food instead of being reliant on importing food and reliant on one form of food. So there have to be lessons learned that way, but there certainly has to be lessons learned from a government point of view as well.
Do you think, after bringing this issue to the forefront now, that maybe now is the time for Tony Blair to issue an actual apology?
Well, I don't know if Tony Blair is the person to issue an apology anymore. Tony Blair is no longer the Prime Minister of Britain, but as a former Prime Minister, he has spoken about this issue, and it is something that he tried to bring forward. Whether an apology from a British Prime Minister will actually make any difference at this stage, I don't know. Actions speak an awful lot louder than words, but I think there are certain parts of this island that were deeply devastated by the famine. Parts of my own county of Fermanagh lost huge numbers of people through both tragic deaths and forced emigration. So,
but the fact that these comments involve him, do you think that maybe he should come out and say something a bit more about it, or do you think he should maintain the silence?
Well, I've no idea why Jeremy Paxman has decided to respond to this now, when the declaration was made 15 years ago. Maybe he's only getting around to reading about it now. But
possibly to give us all something to talk about.
Well, it seems to have worked. I'm talking to you about it now, but I don't know whether Tony Blair, having not spoken about it in 15 years, thinks it'll be important to go back out and clarify what he said, but that'll obviously be a matter up to him.
Yeah, okay. Phil, thanks a million
great
for talking
job.
To us.
That's it for this week. If you'd like to get in touch, it's facebook.com/newsjunkieni or tweet @newsjunkieni.